Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal is on. I'll be joined by my guests very shortly. But first, I want to go to at least a portion of the latest undercover video from Louder with Crowder. This video, just released by Stephen Crowder, shows alleged election manipulation by Georgia Democratic operatives. The whole video is about 9 minutes, but we'll play the first half here. This is the latest from Stephen Crowder undercover, exposing the steal that cost us 2020 and may very well cost us 2024. Let's watch.
Like the whole thing with the dome, when they was counting, you know, that was the big thing here, was the counting of the ballots at the dome. It was all counting the ballots, and they told them that it was weak on the opposite side of the dome. Everybody needed to evacuate. So then when they all left, the Democrats went back in and started counting, and the Republicans went back to the headquarters. They didn't know.
You know that for a fact?
That's what happened. Yeah.
They made it seem like nothing happened, like they legitimately had weak issues.
Yeah, so they had said it was leak issues. So you see them on the video putting everything, you know, putting everything up, and they left. No, they put some of them putting stuff up, and then you see them leave. Then they was out in the parking lot when I guess they told them they could come back in. Or they was out in the parking lot and they was gonna go back to headquarters. And so the Republicans left, the Republican watchers, but they all left. And so after they left, the Democrats went back in there and started counting. So that's the videotape. You see them when they're walking back in, pulling the shit out from underneath the tables. And during that hour, and then the other part was that when they were counting, I think during that hour, that stretch of that, it was only like less than 100 votes was counted for Trump. And just statistically, you're downtown, there's going to be more than 100 votes for Trump. That's what happened about in 2020, because that's when the ballots, and they started stuffing the ballots, and people stuffing the ballots, and they got videotape on them. But nobody talks about it. That's why Trump been making that big deal about it. You see it on videotape. It's like, come on. We see the man pull up and put 100 ballots in his box. You know, he can't do that shit. So Bruce is paying people to do just that. Drop off ballots. Go around, collect ballots. Collect absentee ballots. Drop them off.
How did that even work?
Where,
okay, so if you're paying someone... I'm not trying to do this, trust me, but if you're a group and you're paying someone to pick up the absentee ballots, do people take their absentee ballots to the orgs and then the orgs distribute the pay? That's confusing. It doesn't make sense.
No, it's like, let's say you're my canvasser. I tell you to go around and pick up these absentee ballots from this area. You know, you go pick them all up and drop them off in the box, you know. You know, no different. I pay every week like the council. You just get paid like the council. You know, you're on the clock for however many hours, driving around, picking up absentee ballots and putting them in ballot boxes.
What information do you need to actually know that these are certain areas that have a lot of absentee
ballots? Oh, I mean, well, that's the case. You would either have to reach it. Like some groups were reaching out to the folks beforehand, so they were passing them out to the people. And then coming back in the mall, going down to a senior house,
Yeah. Give
everybody a ballot, and come back and collect all their ballots and turn it in on. And then you take the ballots and then drop them off.
And then the groups would have whoever, the campuses, go and pick them up and then take them straight.
You can't do that. That's the illegal part. So think about it like this: if you're going to steal an election, let's say Georgia, this is the perfect example. We're going to steal an election. Here, you're not going to go to the outside of the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to go outside of Atlanta or outside the metro Atlanta and change the numbers in Republican counties, right? Because that shit would just be too obvious. Change the numbers in your own. You didn't fluctuate these numbers because it would just look the same.
It makes more sense that he went to Atlanta.
It hides better. So like if somebody's coming behind you and saying, well, you know, you've been stealing votes, the first place they're gonna look is in the outline counties where it's red. Don't change those numbers, right? Because then look at that county that's always been red to blue.
Many of the supplements available at the alexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, third hour of American Journal is on for this Tuesday morning broadcast. I'm very happy to welcome my guest, Noel Fritch. He is an author and investigative journalist, and he's with us today to discuss how people in disaster areas who were left behind by the Biden-Harris administration will vote on Election Day, whether they'll be able to vote, and what's being done about it. Thank you so much for joining us, Noel.
Hey, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming on. And I should say, if people want to follow you, they can follow you on X at Noel Fritch. Tell us about this story. The title is U.S. Constitution allows North Carolina legislature to award electors to Donald Trump in 2020. What does this mean? How would this work? What is this about?
All right. So first, it's really important to note that it's not just North Carolina. It's actually all of the legislatures that have the ability to vested in each legislature is the ability to directly appoint electors to the Electoral College. And Harrison, this was done normally. It was de rigueur for over 100 years after the founding of this republic. And the reason that we're reporting it from the angle of North Carolina is that, of course, there's Hurricane Helene, which destroyed, 25 of the 100 western counties here in North Carolina. And everybody probably knows by now that those western counties are very favorable to Donald Trump. Donald Trump held a 200,000, almost 200,000 vote advantage in those 25 western counties, even with the two heavy Democrat counties, Watauga and Asheville over there. And so you've got Trump only won in 2020 by 74,481 votes, Harrison. And so we had already started in North Carolina early voting. There's no way that it's even possible to have a fair election in North Carolina because you had ballots out, ballots ruined, some ballots had been mailed back. There's no guarantee that we're going to be able to guarantee a chain of custody and an accurate vote tally here in North Carolina. And so the idea was put forth, of course, that these legislators can directly appoint the electors. Now, it's constitutional. This is in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 of the United States Constitution. And it's all right there in the article you just put up on the screen. And these are not my ideas. These are not like novel new ideas. And by the way, the whole of the leftist media now is going apoplectic. It's all over the New York Times and CNN. They're all losing their junk, okay, because they know that this is the case. Politico covered it. We were on the top of Drudge. Actually, our reporting by way of USA Today, of course, they don't want to link us over at my website. They want to talk about the USA Today coverage, where, of course, they say that if you talk about this, you're a terrorist. OK, right. That's the new leftist Drudge that we have. But we were over there on Friday night. They're all losing it because they know this is a fact. By the way, the Constitution doesn't say that the state legislatures have to go through the governor. It just says the state legislature can directly appoint the electors. So this is the silver bullet, Harrison, for all of this election fraud and nonsense. Every state legislature in the union has the power to directly appoint the electors, okay, that represent that state to the Electoral College when we have that federal presidential election. It's a nationwide federal election. It's not just one election. It's very important to note this is 50 elections. And that's what they're working so hard to cover up after January the 6th with their phony, bogus insurrection narrative. Mm-hmm. They just don't want the United States citizens to know that what was happening there that day is the official proceeding that they were trying to block and obstruct. Yep. Okay. And so, look, in this union, we've had these direct appointment of electors for 100 years after the founding. And this is not just like some, you know, pre-modern era novel idea. This happened for 100 years. And by the way, the majority of the state legislatures used to do this. The vast majority, like 2/3 of the state legislatures, used to merely just directly appoint their electors. And then what happened, Harrison, is the politicians learned that they could avoid accountability. Okay, and what do I mean by that? Well, they learned that they could put it to a vote in the populace. They could have a popular election. We didn't have popular elections of senators and presidents like we do now. Back in the day, the state legislature would handle it. And once these politicians learned that they could, you know, pass the buck and shifted the accountability over to the people, they could wash their hands of it and say, "Ah, I'm out." And They really liked that idea. So that's how we got these popular elections. Well, we don't have to do that. The Constitution says that the legislatures are in charge.
Yeah, it looks like maybe the video
framers intended this representation to work.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like we're having a little bit of trouble with the connection, but and hopefully you can hear me, Noel. Noel Fritch is my guest. Again, the article says U.S. Constitution allows North Carolina legislature to award electors to Donald Trump in 2024. The United States Constitution gives every state legislature the power to award its electors in each of the 50 federal election contests for president of the United States. It vests the state legislatures and only the legislatures the power and duty to select the members of the Electoral College according to Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2. Now, I've talked about this in terms of the way that America has been moving away from republicanism and towards democracy for a very long time. And it just so happened to be that fateful year, 1913, that the 17th Amendment was put into place. It used to be that senators from states were selected only by the legislature. And it was with the 17th Amendment that went to a popular vote. Happened to be the same year the IRS was created and the income tax and the Federal Reserve and coincidentally the ADL for that matter. And it was the year before World War I, obviously. But to me, it's much easier to rig one big populist contest with the whole state and everybody voting. We're seeing the way that they're rigging it now. But even just in terms of if you own a couple newspapers and can get a message across to try to sway a huge amount of people, we know. I mean, it's one of these strange things about democracy versus other forms of governments. You would think that having a big population with lots of different people all, you know, trying to get to the truth, you would get better results. But what that really means in practice a lot of times is whoever can just convince the most number of people, whoever can get the biggest crowd can win. It has nothing to do with what's right or wrong. Republicanism is the idea that you vote for your state legislature and you trust them to make choices as to who should be senator. And if you don't like their choice for senator, then you'd vote against them in the legislature. It brings things more local. It's more decentralized. I actually like it more because I think it'd be harder to rig 100 different state legislature races than one big state race. And so this has been going on for a long time. That was 1913 that senators started to be popularly elected rather than appointed by the state legislature. Does this have to do with that, or is that a different instance because it's senators versus presidents? Does that play into it, or am I totally off the mark here?
Exact same concept, Harrison. Exactly right. It's no coincidence that after the Civil War, look, it's not a huge time span between the end of the Civil War and then when this sort of the end of the direct appointment of electors sort of began, which is in the 1870s. And then just, you know, 35 years later or so when the same concept was applied to the senators. Right. This is the same era. These guys in this robber baron era figured out that they could buy these representatives, and then the representatives could be sort of paid to essentially eschew responsibility and eschew accountability. And that's what they've done. And the representatives have been very successful at insulating themselves from accountability. And it is our job to return accountability to these representatives once again. And so we've got a Speaker of the House, Tim Moore, who's his own. He's got his all of his own scandals. But what he needs to do is he needs to call a special election, special session in the legislature. And him and Phil Berger, our Senate president, need to directly appoint the electors. By the way, this is you're looking at a lot of other problems that we have. I know you're aware of in many of the several of the other states in the union. Okay. With just high level questions about the integrity of these elections. By the way, should South Carolina accept a slate of electors from a state like a Massachusetts or a New York that is literally just riven with alleged fraud there inside of the administration of those elections with those Dominion style and ESNS style closed source code software run machines which are connected to the internet? Why should we accept those electors? We should just flat out reject those electors based merely on the idea that those machines are as they are, as I just described. No federal delegate and no member of the Electoral College should ever go and accept the results from an election from a California or an Illinois or an Oregon or a Washington state. It just should not happen. And that's exactly what the framers did when they structured the federal election, the nationwide federal election, which is a collection of 50 elections. It's so that Rhode Island and New York and Massachusetts and Pennsylvania cannot gang up on, you know, South Carolina and North Carolina and Georgia. That's why we have this. And look, to kind of continue on the idea of these sort of fraudulent elections, I'm not the first person to bring up this idea here with this article that you're so kind to share with the audience here. It's George Bush's attorneys, right, who most recently and most notably made this case before the courts down in Florida in the year 2000 during the Bush v. Gore hanging Chad fiasco scenario of an election that happened in the year 2000. The high-paid, high-powered, no doubt, attorneys for the Bush family were making this very same case that Tallahassee, the legislators in Tallahassee, just merely appoint the electors as they have the power to do. And of course, the Supreme Court swooped in and said, hey, nothing to see here. And they swept it under the rug and said, we'll just take it from here, boys. And then the people, of course, were therefore deprived of a major potential civics lesson where they could actually learn, hey, how much power do we have here? Well, we have a lot. Right. People have a lot of power. You can go straight to your legislature and demand where your votes go.
And again, it keeps it decentralized, and it brings the source of power, you know, actually closer to the people rather than being held by the federal government. And in particular, what is it about North Carolina and the hurricane that makes this an opportunity to revive this authority of the legislature? I know in the article you say, with the devastation caused by Helene, the chances for the administration of a fair election to be carried out in the Tar Heel State are more tenuous than they've ever been. Adding insult to an already tragic situation, many observers have pointed how the slow response by the Biden-Harris administration, led by Mayorkas's DHS, which has proven incompetent in rendering humanitarian aid in Western North Carolina. You talk about how Trump won North Carolina by a very slim margin. And on top of that, you got 4 years of unfettered illegal immigration into Mecklenburg, Guilford, Durham, Forsyth, and Wake counties, assisted by Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. So you've got all these, illegal immigrants coming in, which, you know, whether they're voting or not, having a fair election and making sure the people voting are supposed to be voting, that's going to be made more difficult by the disaster situation that's going on there, which is still going on to a very great degree. The cleanup has not been rapid and, you know, things are just back to normal now and everybody go vote. It's not like that. So what is it about this situation that makes this opportunity, what makes it an opportunity to exercise the legislature's right to select electors?
Well, so you've got, as you showed there, just total devastation in those western 25 counties. The ballots were already out in North Carolina. Early voting had already started. There is no question that the administration of this election is going to be at question. Okay. And by the way, I'm not the only one saying this. The reason our news is kind of going so viral on Drudge Report and CNN and WAPO and New York Times, et cetera, is because the chairman of the Freedom Caucus, okay, Andy Harris, mentioned this last week, last Thursday night, the chairman of the United States Freedom Caucus, the U.S. Congress Freedom Caucus there in D.C., said that this plan actually is viable and legitimate. He did voice a little bit of concern. He said it could look like a power play. Well, what is any of government if not a power play? All of it is a power play. All of it is the question of who rules over whom. And so, yes, yeah, it is a little bit of a power play. Absolutely. And guess what? The American people are tired of having Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Mayorkas and all of the rest of the just total clown car Democrat club who rules over them and says, we're going to shove the drag queen story hour in your kids' faces. We are going to arrest people for speech, legitimate speech. We are going to put people in prison for being political opponents. Yes, it is a power play. It is time for these clowns to put on the dunce cap and go sit in the corner. It is time for right-thinking Americans to sit up, stand up, grab power. Yes, grab the levers of power and put these morons where they belong, which is in the proverbial timeout corner.
Right.
Okay, Harrison? And so this is not novel. The reason the left is going totally apoplectic, as we've reported, is because they know that this is a legitimate path to power, and they exist to block good, right-thinking Americans from following the path to power and exercising, you know, prudent governance over their polity, local, state, federal, otherwise.
Right, and of course, it's always sort of arbitrary where the other side chooses to stand on, you know, how much they care about the popular vote. After all, we know that very sophisticated polls, and really there's no contradiction. 85 to 90% of Americans want voter ID, but we can't get it. Right. So, you know, the popular will, in some cases, it is the sacred, you know, commands of the people and it must be followed. But in other cases like voter ID, well, you're just wrong and probably racist, so we're going to ignore what you want. So, you know, people want their elections to be secure. We can't be provided for that, especially here in North Carolina with the disaster. And I'll tell you, it is the fact that Andy Harris, chairman of the U.S. Freedom Caucus, I don't want to put words in his mouth. I won't say he co-signed it. I won't say he endorsed this necessarily. But the fact that he has pointed to this as being a viable and legal pathway is what really got me interested in this. Because I'll tell you just honestly, and I'm sure you can recognize how it sounds a little far-fetched. Like on the face of it, it's like, well, this sounds like maybe something that could get your hopes up. But it sounds a little – but the fact that you have the head of the Freedom Caucus in the federal government saying, actually, this is legit and could happen – and that's why you have the left going apoplectic, as you mentioned. That gives it a certain legitimacy that is not there at first blush. What would happen next? How would this come about? And who would have to put things in motion? Like, what's the next step for bringing this to fruition?
Well, the cool part about this is, and to go back to your earlier point, it's much easier to run an election in a state legislature. There's just, you know, 100, 120. House reps and, you know, 40 or 50 or 60, you know, senators, depending on your state. And so it's real easy to count that tally up. Well, in North Carolina, guess what? You have a sizable Republican majority. And so now let's just have a vote up or down. Where do the electors go? Do they go to Trump or do they go to Kamala or however she says her name this week? Which way do they go? Okay. And you know what's going to happen in North Carolina. And by the way, so does the leftist media. That's why they're losing it. Okay. And we know what's going to happen in Arizona. Look, trust me, even in Arizona and Georgia, where it's like kind of razor thin, those state legislatures those guys are keenly aware of that middle bubble where the middle of the road, you know, bubble representative has to basically toe the line with populism. Okay. They're courting independence, and you and I both know that the vast majority of the independents are going the common sense route with Trump and Vance. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so in these state legislatures, even the ones where it's razor thin—Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin—well, how about Wisconsin? It's a Republican state there. That is easily going to go to Trump. And so these reporters all know that. And so now we've got a short timeline. We need to get these legislators on the record ASAP about whether they want to do this or not. They are going to, we know they're going to have hesitation. Why? Well, because for 100 years now, a little more, the state legislators have figured out that they can avoid accountability with the popular vote. Have a popular election statewide. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's not me. I don't have to take the vote. That's their whole job. They go to Raleigh and they go to Atlanta and they go to Phoenix and they go to, Lansing and everywhere else, Harrisburg, to avoid these votes. They go to Madison to avoid these votes. They don't go there to, help pass good bills. Their whole job is to avoid votes. Trust me. And so, look, now is there not a voter in the United States now who would rather go back to having the problem of the hanging Chad? Harrison, I think it's really important that we mention that, part of the reason that we got here in this situation where we sit in 2024, where we haven't fixed any of the problems that allowed what happened in 2020 to happen.
Right.
We haven't fixed any of those problems. Not only that, we gave the USPS, I'm just going to call them cretins, three and a half, four more years to figure out new ways to perpetrate fraud.
Right.
Okay. Well, is there not a voter in the United States that would much rather go back to the year 2000 and having a problem of a couple of hanging Chads with paper ballots and only paper ballots? I think just about everybody would, sign up for that.
Seems
right,
quaint at this point, Noel, the problems that 2000 had.
That's right. Well, please give me those problems every day, all day long. I'd take them.
Yeah, seriously. And so, and the crew just, pulled up the headline again. This is getting mainstream media attention with the likes of Andy Harris seeming to endorse this, saying, hey, this is a possibility and it's something worth looking at. Is it only because it's this emergency situation with North Carolina? Is this something that other states would want to get involved in? I'm just wondering where it goes from here. And obviously, he's not a representative from North Carolina, so it would have to be the legislature of North Carolina. And look, it's one of the things that I think we need to get back to is, most people probably don't even know the name of their congressman. I guarantee you 99.9% of Americans have no idea who their state legislature representative, and nobody knows. That's a bad thing. Those people make decisions. They vote on your behalf. You should know who they are. And this type of thing is how it used to be. You would have to know the guy who represented your particular neighborhood in Austin or in Raleigh or wherever the state capital is. You had to know who they were and what they stood for because they were casting sort of a vote in your stead for the higher offices of federal government. I think we need to get back to that. But is it just the emergency situation that makes this possible in North Carolina? Is this something that could happen everywhere? Is this something that the Democrats, just play devil's advocate, could seize upon themselves to try to get state legislatures to go against the will of the populace, in places that have been blue for a long time but are looking like they're flipping red this year? That's a lot of questions there in the final minute. What's happening?
You could argue that the Democrats, this could hurt Republicans. But look, I'll take that fight every day of the week.
Right.
Let's go to 37, 38 red states and let's have the legislatures decide. OK, because first of all, it's in the Constitution. Number one. Second. Yeah, I'll be your Huckleberry on that one. Let's go have those votes in the legislature. We will win. They know that. That's why they're losing their stuff. Right.
Yep.
And so next steps. Absolutely, there are reasons to do this in all of the other states. By the way, why should South Carolina electors accept electors from Massachusetts, New York, Illinois, wherever, where they have these totally bogus elections connected to the internet?
Absolutely right. It's a fascinating strategy, and I really look forward to where this goes. Follow Noel at Noel Fritch on X. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
We're announcing Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, this is not just electrolytes, okay? This is really a superfood, similar to vitamin mineral fusion, but with a whole bunch more electrolytes and other things in there. It would take me a long time to go through the ingredients, three pages of them here, and what they do. But it's got super high quality vitamin C, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. It's got pantheogenic acid, vitamin B5, so key, calcium, magnesium, zinc, manganese, chloride, sodium, and more. Potassium, the list goes on and on. And it's all the highest quality sources of it on top of that. And then it funds my broadcast and the crew and all of us continuing on. So we need your support. If InfoWars shuts down November 13th to continue on, regardless, it's going to help us up our game if InfoWars survives. So please go check out this amazing supplement, the highest quality you're going to find, with big discounts and other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. We sought out the very best, highest quality rehydrating product for pre-workout, post-workout, you name it. And we found a top company with top reviews that would let us private label it. And it's beyond just hydration. It's beyond just getting your electrolytes. It's a superfood. It's a pre-workout. It's a post-workout. You've got to go read all the ingredients that are in this bad boy. And then look at the insane low prices, between 30 and 50% off, depending on how many canisters you get of Ultimate HydroForce. Now, again, go look at the ingredients for yourself and the quality of the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients. This baby is next level. This is beyond anything out there at anywhere near this low price. As you know, I always seek to bring you the very best supplements possible so you get a great response, great effects, and you want to come back and get them again. Like a restaurant wants to have tasty, good, delicious food. So there's a line out the door. Well, I've got to admit some false advertising, and next time we're reproduce this, or my sponsors do, we're going to probably have to change the name. And why is that? Well, it's simple. This is called Ultimate HydroForce Electrolyte Drink Mix. But it's really a superfood post-workout, pre-workout. That's why it's Ultimate HydroForce and more, I guess you say. Hydration, energy, vitamins, minerals, health, immune system. Get your HydroForce exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
We are now 7 days, 1 week from Election Day, when the fate of America and the world itself will be decided. We'll be here covering it. God willing, InfoWars 2024 election coverage begins Monday, November 4th, 2024 at 8 a.m. Central Time with The American Journal. We'll continue all through that evening. And of course, on Tuesday, we will be here. Come hell or high water, we'll be here. Just watching them steal it. We'll probably sit here and watch in real time as they try to steal the election. I don't know what comes next. I was talking to my dad yesterday on the phone, and he just kept being like, are you having fun? Like, this is amazing. This is the most amazing time. You're in the most amazing place. It's all coming down. And I was like, you know, I'm more trepidatious than anything else. I am more anxious. I don't know which way it goes. I don't necessarily see a positive outcome one way or the other. I mean, if Kamala Harris is declared the winner, I don't even want to consider it, that possibility. It seems so far-fetched. It seems so unlikely. All of the the rally crowds. I mean, 100,000 people or whatever in New York City for Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, like riots being caused because she's tricking people into thinking they're going to a Beyonce concert. I mean, the polls, it seems impossible. Seems impossible that is even a possibility, but it obviously is that Kamala Harris could win. I don't even want to consider that. I can just see the looks of just befuddlement on faces of Republicans if that were to be the case. The just disbelief that would wash over us. Then I don't know what comes after that. I don't know. Now, if Trump wins, obviously that will be cause for celebration. We'll be extremely relieved and extremely happy. But we have to realize it is at that moment that we are entering into the most dangerous phase of this contest. Because clearly the people in power, the people with the ability to do things, are making plans. They're announcing them in some part. People like Jamie Raskin, civil war conditions, talking about withholding intelligence from Donald Trump, amongst other things, talking about not certifying the election in one way or another. Chaos will ensue one way or another. So I'm trepidatious. At the same time, I am thrilled and honored to be where I am, to be here on InfoWars with you at the beating heart of the resistance, striving with everything we've got to tell the truth and inject some amount of sanity into the proceedings. And I'm going to take your phone calls on the topic of the election, really any aspect of it, but let's stick with the election. What you think? I mean, are you a poll watcher? Have you seen things? Is there something that I've missed? Some insight you might have? Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. We'll go through a few more examples of ways that the Democrats seem to be rigging things in their favor and what you can do to stand up against it. But let me just say that there are some very bizarre goings on right now. And we've talked about this many times on this show, just sort of game planning or war gaming out the potential paths available to us. And you've got various forks in the road, right? The first would obviously be, does Kamala win? Does Trump win? Or more accurately, should I say, will Kamala Harris be declared the winner? Or will Donald Trump? And obviously we're going to choose that right path. We're going to choose, you know, the Donald Trump path. But then it splits into like 10 different paths. And almost all of them are extremely dangerous. There are a lot of cards still to be played by the deep state in their hysterical desperation to stop a second Trump presidency. For one thing, there were apparently, this is being reported by, I believe it was Shadow of Ezra on X. I have not been able to confirm this, like why this was happening. Mainstream media isn't reporting on it. There is video. Clip number one, 12 military helicopters participated last night in an evacuation training exercise near the U.S. Capitol. Let's go to that video now. See the training exercise taking place. Helicopters landing on the lawn of the Capitol, taking off in a practice evacuation maneuver. So do you think they know? Pretty troubling. We also have a cyber warfare exercise taking place in Atlanta on Election Day. Very troubling. And you also have things like this from Unusual Whales on X. U.S. banks are currently sitting on $750 billion in losses on real estate debt per PIQ. That is seven times larger than it was in 2008 when the housing bubble popped per PIQ. Many unrealized losses are concentrated in portfolios that are crucial to bank profits. The most at-risk portfolios are AFS, available for sale, HTM, held to maturity. So So it appears as though the American economy is sort of teetering on the brink and could at any moment be pushed over the edge to total collapse. So are they just waiting until Trump is in office to launch this second Great Recession? That's a card that they could potentially play. The coup card is a card they could play. The assassination card is a card they could play. There are still a lot of opportunities for chaos. And in that eventuality, no matter what happens next, I hope and pray that we are able to, in one way or another, survive the auction in just a few weeks and be on air to cover and provide insight and to coordinate as a central command post. Whatever chaos ensues following the election, InfoWars, we'll do everything we can to be here providing you the information that you've come to rely on us for. And we, of course, cannot do this without you. Wouldn't be nothing without you. And it is entirely to the credit of the InfoWars audience that we have not just survived, but thrived, changed the world, changed American politics, influenced the consciousness of humanity in such a positive direction. I guarantee you that without Alex Jones and without InfoWars, you would not be hearing about seed oils from the presidential pulpit, right? You wouldn't have this be a major part of a presidential campaign. Not saying that, you know, it was all 100% Alex Jones, but like, who paved the way for this? Who has been talking about this for 30 years? Who has been the spearhead of like every dimension of right-wing politics that has come to the fore recently, from the Make America Healthy Again, the anti-vax crowd, the pro, or the anti-pesticide, anti-fluoride, like all of this is germinated from the seed of Alex Jones and InfoWars. And we thank you so much for your support. And we ask that if you've never supported us before, now is the time. There might not be another time. And if we want to continue into the existence, we humbly beseech you, now is the time to support us, as we're not going to shut up. We're not going to give up. We're not just going to go away. But we have very rough waters ahead. Here is a brief message from our stalwart commander, Alex Jones. On the other side, we'll go to your phone calls. But first, here is Alex Jones.
You know, one of the things that makes you so spectacular, Alex, is long before any of us were here, you were starting to talk about this deep state. You were talking about this, you know, a government that was supposed to be of, for, and by the people, that was being robbed from us by corporate interests, by special interests, by globalists, long before anybody else ever did.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I really appreciate Tucker Carlson saying that I'm one of the most interesting, informed people he's ever met, or most, I think he said, astonishing. But it's not really me that's astonishing. It's a fact that 95% of what I've covered on the air for 30 years has been from books and publications and white papers written by top globalists themselves and leaks out of Congress. And people like Anthony Sutton, that was the archivist for all the secret documents of the U.S. Senate. I read his books, written in the 70s and 80s, about America's secret establishment and Wall Street and the rise of Hitler and Wall Street and the rise of the Bolsheviks. I mean, I interviewed the multiple chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I interviewed the head of Air Force Weapons Development. I talked to all the whistleblowers who found out about the globalist plan in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. So it's not incredible that I know all this information when you learn that the enemy has been admitting all this. And then people don't go to the source documents and think it's astounding whenever I know about it. So I'm trying to get everybody aware of this information. And now people are more ready for the truth than ever. Our time has come. But I can't do it without your help. InfoWars, as of today, I'm taping this on Monday, could be shut down in just 14 days. Regardless, we have the AlexJonesStore.com. We have our other great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, that have incredible products, the supplements, all of it. And if you'll just go get them and see how great they are, you'll be hooked. But the majority of people never actually go support the broadcast. Maybe you share the article, stuff like that. That's great. But when people call and ask, what can they do? We'll fund the tip of the spear while getting great products. So there's only 2 days as of today left to enter the sweepstakes for the super awesome Dodge truck and $10,000 cash, $146,000 value. The last time to do that is midnight on Wednesday night going into Thursday. I want to thank all you for your support, and it's fun and exciting to be part of that. You can also enter for free one time by putting in your email, but when you buy a product, you get entered a whole bunch of times. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. There's all these great supplements like the Ultimate CMOS, that is the superfood of superfoods with all the trace vitamins and minerals and the organic iodine. There is HydroForce that's advertised as a hydration electrolytes, but it's got vitamins, minerals, all these other great ingredients. It's really high quality. It's a great product. And it funds the operation. That's all available. The T-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, they're all at thealexjonesstore.com, which is our sponsor going forward to be able to have a studio and have the crew and keep operating if we get shut down in just a couple weeks. And then separately on top of that, if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store. That's 10 extra dollars. It reminds you to come to the store, reminds you to get the products. It commits to us now that we've got that support. And if you're buying the products, you really do save a lot of money by doing it. And so by being a VIP member, you get $40 each month for the $30 investment. You can cancel any time. It reminds you that you are a member. You get special deals. You get special sales. You get special offers of products that are just for the members. It really is one of the best VIP systems anywhere. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. But whatever you do, continue to go to Real Alex Jones on X, share the articles, share the videos. You're doing a great job at that. The Great Awakening is here, but we cannot do without your funding. And then finally, my dad's great supplement company, DrJonesNaturals.com, just DrNaturals.com, based right here in Austin, Texas, has next level foundational energy. It's got the fluoride-free toothpaste with all the different things like nano silver and tea tree and iodine. So good for your gums, so good for your teeth, so good for your whole body. That's all at drjonesnaturals.com. I can't do this without you. And we are doing historic things together. But please, in such a critical time of this election that you know the left's going to contest and all the craziness happening, we need to stay on the air one way or another. And I'll never give up, but I could give out without your help. So visit drjonesnaturals.com today and get some of the great products. And I thank you for your support. And go to thealexjonesstore.com and also get products. And be sure and sign up for the VIP program because it's a great deal. Thank you so much. Now I humbly ask you to take action at drjonesnaturals.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
drjonesnaturals.com. Might I suggest, if you have kids, the bubblegum super blue is fantastic. My kids love it. And the tube of toothpaste lasts forever. It's you really don't have to use that much. And you got to buy toothpaste, right? Okay, you don't want to buy supplements. You're not into that. Fine. You should be because it's healthy and good for you. And your food is completely denuded of nutrients to an astonishing degree. So you should be supplementing. I encourage you to, but you buy toothpaste, don't you? Everybody buys toothpaste. Everybody brushes their teeth. Why not just buy it from the good guys? Why not just that one little change instead of buying it from some big box store for some globalist corporation? How about just that one little piece of your budget go to getting this brand rather than that brand, and you actually make a very tangible difference in our ability to continue to prosecute this information war. So thank you so much for doing that. And if you have kids, I highly recommend Super Blue Bubblegum Flavor, drjonesnaturals.com. With that, we'll go out to your phone calls. We've got Jay in Georgia. Jay, I hear you are a poll watcher. Thank you very much for donating your time and doing this all-important job. What's it been like, Jay, being a poll watcher in Georgia?
Good morning, Mr. Smith. Before we start, I'd like to go back to when you started campaigning for Emperor of America. I think that InfoWars should make a white T-shirt, red letters, vote for Harrison because he make all your wildest dreams come true.
So true. It's so true. It'll come. It'll happen.
Actually, okay, to go to the story quickly, I know we're at the end of time. I'm actually not yet. I answered your call the day after you made the call. I contacted my local elections board. They said, well, you got to be in Georgia. You actually have to be endorsed by a candidate or the party. Hmm. So then they gave me the number of the Republican, and I contacted that person. I'm trying to be obscure because, and you'll see why in a minute.
Sure.
Now, this is a small county with a smallish city, you know, capital county seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, you know, I'll do my part, but, you know, I'm just going to be watching a bunch of little old Southern ladies, you know, counting votes. No. She told me that I told her that, and she said, no, you don't understand. They stopped trying to steal the big city so much. They're going after, they're taking little chunks out of the small cities. And so I haven't had it. I won't be able. They also have to submit lists to the County Board of Elections of the poll watchers, right? We have to go through a class, and we had all kinds of hoops. I don't know what's like in Harris County there in Houston, you know, where you said you could just walk up and do it. No, it's not like that in Georgia.
Interesting.
So I got on the list for Election Day only. They had one position left.
Hmm.
But apparently something I told her that the election board lady told me was untoward, and she had to make a phone call. She's like, I can't believe you just told me this. I didn't know this was happening. I don't remember what it was, but it was big. Some kind of little fudgy thing with the poll watchers.
Hmm.
So I'm only going to be able to do it on the day of, and possibly, I don't know if this little county town is going to take longer than one day to do it, but I'm going to be the last one out the door. I guarantee you that.
Well, God bless you, Jay, and stick with it. And yeah, you know, jump through the hoops that you need to jump through, because obviously that's all, this is all part of the plan, right? It's why in Harris County in particular, but all over the country, if you have to press a button 75 times to cast a ballot, like they want to just put as much, you know, as many roadblocks in your way as possible. If you can take a ballot from 5 minutes to 10 minutes, well, you're doubling the amount of time people are having to stand in line. You're probably doubling the amount of time of people. You're probably doubling the amount of people who go, nah, I don't have time for this. I'm going to go home. My vote's not that important. So, and same thing with poll watchers. If you have to jump through hoops, if you have to make phone calls, just make them, just do it. If you have to, thank you for doing that, Jay. And that is very interesting to know about the fact that they perhaps maybe feel a little bit too much heat in the big cities, since it was the big cities where they did the big steal in 2020. Maybe now they recognize, like, oh, we're not going to be able to get away with that as easily this time. So they're going out to the small towns. I don't doubt that in the slightest. And we know these big money Democrat machines have the ability to very easily find volunteers in small towns or send volunteers from big cities to small towns to carry out their dirty deeds. Thank you very much for the call, and thank you so much for volunteering, Jay. And actually, on that note, this is a post by Val Bianchiniello, hope I pronounce that right, at Lucky Val Pal on X. She says, stay in line and vote. They arrested me and I didn't break any laws. I encouraged people to stay in line and vote because the Democrats were discouraging voters from in-person voting today in Delaware County. In fact, the election worker told people in line to go to the Chester Heights satellite office because the line was shorter there. Do you know what happened when they got to the Chester Heights office to vote in person? They were told they ran out of MIB applications. This is voter suppression in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. I did nothing wrong except encourage people to stay in line and vote, so they arrested me. Vote #Trump #Trump2024. So again, this is, we told you that this is part of their plan. Delay, delay, delay. Make every ballot take a couple minutes longer. Put in a couple more choices they have to make, a couple more hoops they have to jump through in the hopes that people get sick of it. Then you can send them somewhere else. They go to Chester Heights to vote there because they were told they could. They're told they can't. How many people do you think just went, ah, screw it. I already came all the way over here. I was in line. I left in line. I went over here. Now they're telling me, okay, I'm just going home. Screw this. So don't let them get away with that. Don't let them get away with that. Stay in line, vote, and God bless Val Bianchiniello at Lucky Val Pal on X. Let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. You want to talk about voting up north? Thanks for calling in, Wild. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, I think that we're going to need a miracle here in Wisconsin because I think Madison and Milwaukee are going to use the fraction magic, and, you know, like how they talk about who's counting the votes, they're going to mess with the votes here unless there's some sort of miracle. You know, next door to me, for example, there's a couple who moved from Texas, and they have just like a ton of Harris signs. I get called every day, probably like 20 times a day, and people showing up at my door for Harris. They're like really out in force over here. because of the swing state, and I can imagine, like the previous caller, it's similar in other areas. You know, so I definitely agree with what you were saying before. It needs to be kind of too big to rig, or there needs to be they need to get busted in the act. You know, like a cheater. You know, that's how you always reveal a cheater, like in a Western or in a relationship, is like they get busted in the act.
So right. I think they will deny, even when the evidence is right in their face. You have to actually pull the card out from the sleeve and go, you were cheating. Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Everybody has cameras nowadays, and we're at an inflection point in history, as you see with, like, Optimus and these robots, AI, rendering for video games. And
no, that's what it is. It's like even more than the election day, it's the inflection day. It is the... you know, the day that the light enters the prism and which direction it shoots out from, it is the inflection day 1 week from today. You're exactly right. Thank you for the call. Wild, we have time for at least one more call here. Let's go to Steve in New York on line four. Go ahead. You think they're going to steal it from Trump? I'd hate to disagree with you, but that's just more reason to vote. Just remember, just because they're trying to steal it, that doesn't mean you shouldn't vote. It means you should vote harder and, well... you can only vote once, but you vote that one time as hard as you can. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree, Harrison. I already voted. Of course, I voted for Trump. However, they never fixed 2020. So with all of like the Nevada laws where they're allowed to vote 3 days after, it's very hard for me to sit here and say, yeah, Trump's going to win, even though he's more popular than ever. He's up by probably 30 points realistically. But if you don't fix the original problem in 2020, why am I going to sit there on election night and say, all right, Trump's going to win? And even if Trump does win on election night, you got Jamie Raskin. Oh, we're going to have civil war conditions. And the only way you can have civil war conditions is if you assassinate Trump. And if they assassinate Trump, that would ignite civil war conditions and they might get their agenda. So for me, I sit here, I look at Trump. He's very popular. I love the guy. However, I just don't see him putting his hand on a Bible on January 20th, 2025. Getting sworn in for the president for the second time. I just don't see it when you don't fix the original problem. It's kind of like putting your hand and taking the plant out, but you don't go underneath and take the root out so it doesn't grow again. That's kind of like my favorite analogy here.
That's great.
And that's how I see this. That's how I see this going.
We got to tear the corruption up from the roots. That's exactly right. Well, like I said, I mean, we'll see what happens, but as I was laying out before, a Trump victory is not the end of our problems. It's just the beginning. It's not the end of our fight. It is the firing gun. It is the starting gun. It is the beachhead. And that's when we need to really get serious and actually solve the problems that we're talking about. Giving Trump the backup by, you know, voting down ballot, getting the state legislatures on board, making big moves, seizing power where we can, because we know the plan that the globalists have for us and it's total destruction. Be here on election night. Election coverage, special election coverage for 2024 begins Monday morning. And we, of course, will be here tomorrow to bring you any developments. Stay tuned, Alex Jones.
Wear a Trump t-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know, and then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance, old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting out every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue, and it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves. Because it's true, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both at thealexjonesstore.com right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts.
Again, the rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God's shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.